Thanks, Tanya. And it's time now to take a seat on the mat. I'm Ryan Egan, and today on The Mat, we're going to meet some young volunteers in Vanuatu, working with the non-government organisation Youth Challenge International. The NGO allows people aged 18 to 35 the opportunity to work on community projects and develop leadership and project management skills in a variety of countries. There's also a cultural exchange that takes place too, and we'll hear more about that from some Australian volunteers I met in Port Vila. Because I was lucky enough to be in Vanuatu for the recent Fesnapuan Music Festival. And as the string bands played on Thursday night, I took a little walk around some of the food stalls that dotted the edge of the grassy oval, overlooking the Saralanga stage. In one of these cramped, smoky stalls, I met a bunch of young locals, who, while selling some delicious cakes, were also giving away condoms and providing information on HIV/AIDS awareness and prevention.
So I'm behind one of the food stalls, and I've got three guys with me. What are your names?
My name is Alex.
Paul.
Ben.
And what are you guys selling at your store today?
Lots of foods, chickens, lablabs, local style lablab, and rice, chicken, and the others.
What about the cakes? There's lots of cakes here today.
Lots of cake. Banana cakes, pineapple cakes, lots of cakes.
And what's the biggest selling item? What are people buying?
Rice and chicken. Yes.
Is yours the best? You got the best one in the whole Fesnapuan?
Yes. You're right.
I noticed you've got some other signs up as well in the back here. What's all that about?
This is for Youth Challenge International.
We are the participant for the project this year. We are the 20 participants. The 20 NIVANS participants who are waiting for international volunteers from Costa Rica, Australia and Canada who are coming. And this is the stall we are fundraising for our project, the coming project. We're going out on the islands, the Vanuatu Outer Islands on 6 December to help out in the community works with the international volunteers. Just go out there and face some new challenges, yeah.
But one of the challenges in a lot of parts of the Pacific is AIDS. Is that you've got some signs up here about that?
We've got we distribute condoms too. So lots of people come and get condoms
if you want them.
Are they as popular as the cake?
They're more popular than cakes.
And how did you get involved in this thing? What made you want to become a volunteer and go and do this sort of work and spread this sort of message?
Firstly, Vanuatu is a highly youth-populated country, and being part of this youth project as a young participant, we feel responsible of helping out the islands, especially where there's no development. Now we come here since it's a place of good education and where work, so it's an opportunity. So in order to share that, we have to go out and share what we learn here. As in, give out condoms in other islands and doing other things. And leadership workshop, all of this is provided by the Youth Challenge International. So as young participants, we get the opportunity of going out there and share what we've come here and learn to other young peoples on the islands.
Guys, thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of Fesnapuan, and very good luck with your volunteer work as well towards the end of the year.
All right, thank you, you're welcome.
Bye.
I'm here in the same food shop as on Thursday night, this time with a couple of Australian volunteers, and can you just tell me your names?
My name's Jackie.
And Anita.
And how long have you been based here in Port Vila?
I've been here for about 4 months now.
And I've been here for about 8 months, so since March this year.
And how are you enjoying the Vanuatu hospitality and everything about Vanuatu?
It's pretty amazing. It's a very welcoming place, and the people are just absolutely incredible. You don't walk down the street one day without getting smiles and lots of hellos.
And was it what you expected when you first started out, Anita?
I I suppose I didn't really know what to expect when I started working with Youth Challenge. But it's definitely been lots of surprises and lots of pleasant surprises. And it's great working with all the local youth here and working with all the local communities is really amazing.
Can you tell me a bit more about the Youth Challenge and as an organisation and as a...
Okay, it's an NGO. It has two quite big offices in Australia and Canada. And then they're based in Costa Rica, Guyana, and now also in partnership with AVI, Australian Volunteers International, based in the Philippines, Papua New Guinea, India, and that's it. And now we're in Vanuatu as well. So, Vanuatu for the past 3 years. So basically, it's basically youth development through community development. So we offer programs to Australian and Canadian youth and also whatever country the office is based in to the local youth. So it's working a lot with the local people. That's a huge thing about this organisation. And it offers opportunities to people who don't necessarily have to have a uni degree behind them or a specific skill set to take part in the program. Mm. And then it's all community development stuff. A lot of it, again, like I said, is run a lot by the communities, but also we're just kind of there to help out and hang out and be there for the cross-cultural exchange and the youth development is a big, big component of the program. And then also, the community development's a huge bonus. Like, it's a lot of fun and a good opportunity for the villagers and for us. So it's a two-way thing.
How did you find out about the challenge and get involved?
I was doing a university degree, which involved an overseas experience, and Youth Challenge was an organisation in which I could learn more about the practical side of community development, but only for a short time. So I came over as a volunteer last year, and then through that, I've come over and become a staff member.
And so what's your role now within this group here?
I am what's called a community coordinator, which means that myself and a counterpart who's from Vanuatu go out to communities and check over the projects before the actual volunteers go in and work with the communities. And it's doing a lot of community awareness of what Youth Challenge can do and how they can work with communities and work on community projects.
So how many other Australians are here based in Vanuatu?
In our organisation, there is three others. So there's five of us all together. And then we work with five other locals as counterparts.
Okay. So how do the locals get chosen, or how do they become involved?
Basically, in our program, a lot of the locals have become involved through firstly volunteering as a challenger in the program, and then we've selected them to take on a higher position or, in the organisation through working with them on past projects. One other staff member was chosen through basically just a local network, and she's quite well known in the area. Youth Challenge approached her and asked her if she could get involved, and so she has been for the last quite a while now, a few months, and it's been fantastic. We have three different projects, they range from 1 month to 2 months, and we go to the Outer Islands, and it's absolutely amazing. Like, it's good to kind of get that mix of going to the other islands, and you really get a feel for like the cultural diversity here, because it's not similar, it's very different when you go there, and it's lots of fun, it's great, yeah.
The first community that I worked in Epi, there's this beautiful, beautiful bungalow that's now there in Nakara, and maybe it's because it was my first like community that I went and worked in, but Epi is just beautiful. I have just been to Ambai though and eaten lots of pineapples, which is really nice, and it was beautiful too. And I suppose the great thing about all the different islands is, like Jackie said, like the diversity is amazing because they've all got their own like special stuff and their own culture and their own language and stuff, so it makes it really, each place special.
So what sort of work are you doing when you go out to these places? What specifically would you do on a normal day or over a course of a couple of months?
Well, there's a few things. It really depends. Like, what happens is communities approach Youth Challenge and ask us to help them with projects, so it depends on what they're really wanting. Mm-hmm. Like, so the project belongs to them, but then same time we work with them to try and develop a strong project, and it can range from a youth skills summit, which is organising with all the local youth in the community. So everyone, all the volunteers get counterparts and organise like a one-week conference type workshop sort of week where they learn leadership skills, nutrition, there's music, there's lots of different things. And so that takes at least a month to organise properly here. Then there's also building underground water tanks. We've done ecotourism projects, building bungalows. So we have the core projects. which is sort of those types of projects. And then there's small teams projects, which are where we work with partner organisations and do things like malaria education, mosquito net distribution, health and hygiene education, and also eye screenings and eye surgery.
Doing a bit of HIV and AIDS awareness as well, and particularly at the store we're at today, you've got some posters up and giving out free condoms. Tell us about a bit more about that particular project.
With our Youth Skills Summit and that, we try to get a lot of HIV AIDS awareness out there, because unfortunately Vanuatu has a very, very high rate of STIs. There's only 2 known cases of HIV AIDS here in Vanuatu at the moment, and we actually work with Irene, who is HIV AIDS positive, and she does a lot of advocacy out in the islands, and she comes out and usually speaks at our youth conferences. And because there is that high level of STIs here, it's just so important to get that education out there, to get youth practicing safe sex and to be aware of the dangers, because we just don't want an epidemic on our hands. So yeah, it's really important that, and getting through the international youth coming here, you know, promoting positive safe sex and that, it's really good. Yeah.
And do you think the message is getting through to people then about safe sex and the HIV AIDS?
I think so, and especially with using Irene, having a local speaker come in, it's amazing to watch her come in and talk to these communities, and they're just so afraid first, maybe, you know, about the whole disease, and then they hear this and become aware and they're like, oh, okay, she's just a person, but you know, this is something that we all need to be aware of and stuff. And it's hard too, because you're working a lot with churches and stuff, and a lot of people that don't want, you know, to promote this kind of stuff, a bit taboo or something, but I think it is. I hope it is. It seems to be getting through, at least to the youth. So,
how do you get around that sort of issue with the churches here and that the touchy things to do with culture about stuff like HIV and sex before marriage and things like that?
Well, I mean, I think basically when we're out there, on the Sundays, we do go to church and hang out and do stuff. I mean, we respect and we'll do what the locals do with them. But at the same time, we do talk with them. Anita and Joelle, who are the community coordinators, will talk about with the communities about the program before we go there, to make sure that that respect and that trust and understanding is built between the communities and what we're actually doing and why we're doing it, specifically with the HIV AIDS stuff. And also, you basically consult and story on, talk with the community when you're out there about what you're doing, and they usually come to some sort of mutual understanding with you. And it's okay. I mean, it is hard at times, and there are, of course, always in community development, there are some people in the community who won't agree totally with what you're doing. And I think that's like that anywhere in the world, even in jobs I've had in Australia. But in the end, there are a lot of people who benefit from it and who really appreciate it, and I really think it's about just meeting with the local people and building that mutual trust and understanding and explaining the truth about why we're doing it and what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it ends up being, quite good in the end. I find that you can always come across, there are cross-cultural barriers. I'm never going to totally understand, the culture here. I understand it and I work with it and I understand the language and can speak it as much as possible. But I'm still never going to be able to totally understand, the cultural customs and cultural practices here to the extent where I'm going to be totally comfortable. But I am very comfortable here, and I suppose, it's great as well, because Vanuatu is very close up to Australia, which is great. We do have different ideas or do, different things in different ways, there's sort of white man time or coconut time, and there's not always, when you want to organise something, it sometimes takes a lot longer than what you'd want it to take. In Australia, to organise a conference might take maybe a bit less time than here, but I have definitely come to accept that and be okay with it and work with it instead of against it.
Yeah.
But it is definitely sometimes hard. I mean, you sometimes do sit there and go, oh, I'm frustrated, why didn't we meet at 10 o'clock this morning we were supposed to, or because it contributes quite a lot to how things come about and come together in the end. But otherwise, look, it's great. It's still great fun.
And you've got some new volunteers coming very soon in December, I hear.
Yeah, the volunteers are coming from Canada and Australia, and basically they'll be working with 20 other Ni Vanuatu youth here, And there'll be three different groups in December, and it'll be a two-month project going to three different islands.
It's pretty amazing, and I can speak from being a volunteer before. I think one of the greatest things about the Youth Challenge program is that actually you work alongside like the local youth, and they get to like what they give to the international volunteers like is amazing, and you take that back, and like the good thing is that hopefully they take that back to Australia and Canada and take what they've learned here and actually put it into practice. But yeah, it's a pretty amazing experience.
What happens when you finish the time that you've spent here? What do you imagine yourself doing after that?
I'm not sure. Like, I might stay on for a bit longer. I'm not definitely sure yet. But I'd actually really like to now apply my skills and what I've learned here and really apply it in Australia. Like, I'm really keen to work either with, young Indigenous and non-Indigenous youth in Australia in some sort of combined way where there's a program which is combined. And I think that's really important. And I'd love to do that in Australia. I don't know in what exact way yet. Like, I'm quite interested in outdoor education and cross-cultural exchange stuff and, you know, especially through music and things like that. So I'm sure I'll end up somewhere along those lines.
You're planning to stay a little bit longer if you can, aren't you?
Anyway. I'm hoping to. Hopefully I'll be here for another year after my contract finishes in March. Originally I was only meant to be here for 6 months, and then you just kind of get used to the place and you just kind of learn the language and you get into the culture and stuff, and then to just kind of head home after that, you know, like, but to actually be here for a few years and hopefully be working with Youth Challenge for a few years, because it's a young organisation, it's only been here 3 years, so it's really at a stage where it can really be developed, and it's got a strong lot of youth here now in Vanuatu, and hopefully in maybe 2 years the whole office can be run by local staff.
Totally.
That's the dream.
Well, thank you both for chatting to us today. It's really great, and good luck with the rest of your time spent here in Vanuatu. I could think of worse places to spend another five or 6 months.
It's not a bad place to have to hang out, have to work every day, you know. It's pretty nice here in the warm weather and stuff,
It is pretty good, close up to the ocean.
That's Jackie Buller and Anita Afford, two very lucky young Australians who are in Vanuatu with the non-government organisation Youth Challenge International. On Radio Australia, you're on the mat. I'm Ryan Egan. Jackie and Anita introduced me to another local volunteer, Nellie, and she told me about her experience with Youth Challenge in Vanuatu.
Well, before I'm involving with Youth Challenge, I worked with an organisation named Young People's Project, doing the Life Skills Project. Then they asked me for the Youth Challenge International. They were asking the two of us to go and do a presentation, talk about life skills with them. So there I found out Youth Challenge, and then they were asking someone to take a position of a youth coordinator. I went for the interview, and there I worked with them.
So how long have you been involved then, Laura?
I've been involved with Youth Challenge for 8 months now.
And you're enjoying the work you're doing? Have you had a chance to travel around as well?
Yes, I really enjoy working with Youth Challenge International because, like I said, my first job is working with young people and also traveling around. And since I'm involved with Youth Challenge, yes, we travel especially to the other island to do the project, as well as one tour that I've met in July to Australia to attend the International Youth Parliament.
That would have been amazing. Where was that held?
At St. Joseph College in Sydney, and it takes 1 week.
Wow. And what did you do there when you were there? Were you presenting any papers or joining in any discussions in particular?
We do some presentation, and we were there especially to have like some action partners to work with and to do some action plan. So my action plan is I'm involved in HIV/AIDS. We have the action plan for HIV/AIDS where all the young people from different countries, we were there and sharing ideas about HIV/AIDS. And also for me, like to go and learn what they are doing there in their countries and take what they do, come back in my country and do it with young people or the nation as a whole to prevent HIV/AIDS.
Was there something in particular that you learned or that you were able to find out during that time that you have brought back? Is there an example of something that you've a project or anything you've brought back now to work with?
Yes. One thing that I found out with other countries is they were able to use people living with HIV/AIDS to do the awareness. Mm-hmm. And this is very powerful. And when we came back, we only have one case. So we were so proud that our patient or our case, she came out publicly and she's willing to talk about her experience. And also, like Working With You Challenge, we also invite our patient to come and talk about her experience to make it more powerful so that people can understand and can prevent themselves from not getting HIV/AIDS.
Besides HIV/AIDS, what other issues are affecting youth in Vanuatu?
Some of the other issues that are affecting young people in Vanuatu are drug abuse and alcohol. Half of the population of Vanuatu is young people. And most of the young people, they are not getting jobs. They are unemployed. So one of the things, they get involved in drug abuse and as well as alcohol. And also when it comes to decision making, they don't know how to do a good decision. And in Vanuatu, one of the things is most young people are having unprotected sex. So that's why our rate of STI, we have a very high rate of STIs. Compare Vanuatu with the Pacific, Vanuatu has a high rate for the STI. And we found out that most of young people, they don't access to information. If they have information, then they'll practice, for example, self-sex to minimize the spread of STIs.
It seems like you and the other volunteers are doing a really great job. Is there enough being done by the government in terms of these sorts of problems, the HIV/AIDS or unemployment among the youth?
In terms of the government, personally, I think that the government doesn't do much. But the NGOs, they are doing plenty of work, especially in HIV/AIDS and all the STIs. But I think it's for the government to help, because we have the resources there, young people who were trained, but they don't know how to do or how to take to pass on information. If the government have commit himself to those things, then we can see that young people will get as much as knowledge on those issues that affecting their lives. As it's good for young people to pass on message to young people again.
Yes.
So in order for them to get the message. And also because as young people, we know what are we doing, and also we involve in those things. So that's why I think we have to take that, for example, message to pass on to young people. It's good for young people to do it again to young people. And if other parents, someone who is at the parent stage, pass information to their parents. And also, like for our culture, if young people we say something, the couples they won't listen to us because they think they are young, they don't know nothing. So it's good for young people to be ahead again with young people, and also young people will feel free to talk with also young people.
And that's Nelly, a local volunteer involved with Youth Challenge International, a non-government organisation working in Vanuatu. And unfortunately, that's all we have time for today on The Mat. I'm Ryan Egan. It's been great to have your company. Until next time, take care. See ya.